Welcome back to another episode of Jesus and Coffee with Beezy Baby. I hope you have already sent this link to a few dozen friends, but if not, go ahead and do that now as we get ready for today's message. So today, friend, I want to just share with you the idea that some things are better stained and broken. Now, I know, normally when you think of stained, you know, like if you're anything like me, child, if I wear white, guarantee you, within the first few hours of having that white on, something else is on that white. Come on. If I'm drinking something, I'm spilling it. If I'm eating something, it's dropping. If I'm walking, I'm tripping. It's just like, because I have the white on, I am destined for disaster. So when I think about something being stained, I think often about messing it up, right? Or when you say something is broken, you think, well, it no longer works because it's broken. But as I was thinking about the message today, I was like, nah, bro, some things are better stained. Some things only work the right way when they're broken. Follow me here. I was looking at a stained glass window and thinking how beautiful it was. Like, I walked into this church when I was visiting Asheville with my husband. And in this big church where a lot of people were just kind of, I guess it was like a tourist site, right? So we walked into this church and there were stained glass windows everywhere. And I was just looking at how the color was shining through and how it made the church that much more beautiful because the stained glass existed. And I think that some things that happen to us in life stain us, right? Maybe some things we endured as children have left a little stain on our hearts. Some things we have seen have left a little stain in our minds. But I think that because of those stains, the light shines through a little bit different. And it makes us that much more beautiful. When you think about things that are broken, you know, often you think, well, if I break that, I got to get rid of it because it's now garbage, right? But if you break a glow stick, that's the only way it works. You can buy a glow stick and it's a stick that's, you know, a little whatever color it is, but it doesn't actually illuminate until you break it. And I think that sometimes that happens with us too. Not that we want to be broken, amen, but that in our purest form, we really can't help as many people as when things, you know, when we endure some things. Like all of the wisdom that I have, thank God, I have because of things I've experienced. I am a ninth grade dropout. You know, I went through ninth grade, never finished 10th. So the highest level of education I have is ninth grade. I got a GED. I went to college just long enough to get some student loans, but never actually got the degree. So when we're talking education, your good sis don't have much of that. But I've got so much wisdom. And I give it, you know, that I attribute it all to the fact that I've endured stuff, not fun stuff, not stuff I'd sign up to endure again, but stuff that I learned from. You know, I made a lot of mistakes. And because I made those mistakes, I now know some things. So I think that when you begin to think about all of the things that happened to you, because the enemy would want us to focus on the bad things we've experienced and to think, I'll never be this because that happened to me. I can never go on to become that person because I've experienced these things or I've made so many mistakes. God can't use me. If I had an opportunity to cuss, it would be right now. I ain't gonna do it though. I'm just gonna say, that is crap. There we go. That's a good word right there. That is bull. That is not truth. That is what the enemy wants you to believe so that he can discourage you and detour you so that you don't get to where God has you going. God created you. And when he did that, he knew every single thing that you would endure. He knew all of the mistakes that you would make because he know you. He don't know the version of you post on social media. You know, he don't just know the version of you that shows up to work. He don't just know the version of you that, you know, you pretend to be. He knows who you are at your core. So all of the closeted items, all of the clothes you throw in the dryer because you don't want your neighbors to see them on the line, God got all that in mind when he had the promise that he made that he attached to your life. So friend, If you count yourself a little bit stained, it's all right. That light gonna shine through and make everything so much more beautiful. If you consider yourself a little bit broken, that's okay. It's the perfect opportunity for God to let you glow in such a way that you show people who He is in a way that nobody else could. So I just want you to know that all of those things that the enemy wants you to think are working against you are the very things that God is going to use to move you forward, if you let Him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you right now just thankful for the glow sticks. Lord, thankful for those of us who you've allowed to endure some seasons that we thought had broken us, Lord, that you've allowed us to become people that only shine brighter as a result. Lord, I'm praying right now for the stained people. Lord, for the people that looked over at the clear glass and thought, I wish I was more like them. I wish I was just clear glass. I wish my life was just pretty and perfect. Lord, but you decided that they would be stained glass. And even though they looked a little bit different in a world of clear glass, now they realize that they are beautifully made, that their story is absolutely amazing written. And Lord, that the way that you are going to shine your light through them is going to make everything they touch look so much more different than before they got there. So Lord, I just thank you for that. I thank you that you slide in and make a way where we see no way. That Lord, you have even our mistakes revamped in such a way that it goes on to bless us. Lord, that there is nothing that we could do that will remove us from your grace. And Lord, that you love us even at our worst. That the worst thing that we can think that we have done right now, Lord, that you have made even provision for that. That thing that we don't want anyone else to know about us, that you already knew we'd do it. That you already knew what we were capable of, that you already had provision made for that, Lord, and you'll go on to use that to bring you glory and to make such a wonderful part of our story. Lord, I just thank you for everyone that is tuned in today, Lord. I just claim that you are expanding this podcast in such a way that it's going to reach people accidentally, Lord. That people that did not want to hear nothing about no Jesus today came here and got caught up in your word because of who invited them, Lord. So I just ask that right now that you would encourage us to step outside the box, that we would keep living boldly, that we would walk into rooms where you sent us, and that we would feel good being there, that we would hold our heads high, and we would honor who you created us to be, that we would not try to fit in, Lord, but that we would become more comfortable with standing out. In your son Jesus' name, I claim it all done. Amen. All right, friend, have a great remainder of your day on purpose. Invite another friend to listen in, and I'll catch you all here next time. Later.